RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the New York City area with us, everyone. It is nice to have all of you aboard with us today on this final weekend before Christmas. And as we move on from the National Commuter Forum last segment, well, it is time to travel the world from your own kitchen. Waiting on the show hotline to help us do just that and share a holiday recipe that I think you're going to want to enjoy and make, it's Lydia Bastianich. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton.
Plain and simple, it matters where you stay and whether you're on the move for the holidays, vacation, business, solo, or with a group. With nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations that are going to meet your every need.
You know, Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. We think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program is the best out there, and that's why they're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. So whether it's exploring a new or familiar city, maybe it's traveling with family, friends, your pets, whomever, or conducting important business, make it Hilton for the stay. To make a reservation today, you can find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Okay, you've likely seen our next guest on TV. She's won several Emmy Awards. She's also a best-selling cookbook author, successful restaurant owner. She's certainly influenced many of us in our own kitchens. Lydia Bastianich continues to travel and create culinary endeavors, but I'd say her greatest passion in life may just be her family and food. Get out your pen and paper, everyone, for the recipe you're going to get as Lydia joins us now to travel the world from your own kitchen on the show hotline.
She does indeed. Lydia, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Buongiorno, Mary, Roberto. Buongiorno. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much. I feel like I'm back in Italy. We were a few weeks ago. That is great for the Christmas season. So listen, for those in our audience across the USA who have watched your cooking in your kitchen, if you will, on TV, as Mary indicated in your intro, you are passionate about family and food. So we are as well. We identify with that in you. You've brought many family members onto your set over the years. Your son Joe, your daughter Tanya are both involved in the business. I recall episodes with your mom. Your life, indeed, is a family affair. So share why that's important to you. And besides the food, go ahead.
Well, I'm an immigrant. I came to the United States at 12 years old. And, you know, we were in a refugee camp for 2 years. So being with my grandparents, having to leave them, then going through the travels of being an immigrant, really family sticking together, the support of the family is very important to me. It is very Italian, you know, to the family to stick together, but I think it gives you strength. It gives you sort of satisfaction, gratification, and you know who you are. You're secure within the family sort of complex. And what is the center of the table is some good food and family. You can't get better than that.
Oh, I love it. Lydia, in addition to your numerous restaurants over the years, you've got a partnership and a brand that I think we have a lot of listeners across the country. As soon as I say it, they're going to know it, Eataly, with locations here in New York, L.A., Chicago, Vegas, Dallas, Boston, Toronto, even Brazil. These are immensely popular with both locals and travelers. You have restaurants, as I said in your intro. We've watched you on TV for years. You've written numerous books, too many to count. If that doesn't speak to your passion, I don't know what does. This might be a tough question, but I'm really curious, with everything you've built, before we get into this recipe that you're going to share in a minute with us, where do you get most of your joy and satisfaction with what you've built?
Well, Mary, you know, it is, again, going to family, raising the grandkids, teaching the grandkids the tradition, and now that they're in college and beyond, still connecting with them and their friends. In college, you know, they call me on Zoom, Grandma, the recipe, I need to cook for my friends. So that's very satisfying. Of course, a business person, you know, having the restaurants, the business, feeding people, but also the fact that food is such a venue to give back. To, you know, people were very kind to me when we were as immigrants here and came. And so giving back, I do a lot of fundraising, a lot of cooking, and nothing raises money like a benefit. Some good food, some friends, and everybody decides to come there to get together for a cause. So, you know, when doing cooking or organizing events for a cause, for a charity, gives me a lot of pleasure. Ever more, Mary.
Yeah, and you're very involved in a lot of charities, but I do love that your grandkids call you for recipes with their friends. That doesn't surprise me. I love it.
That's great to have them on speed, though.
Yeah, so speaking of recipes, let's get to this recipe for our listeners as we travel the world from your kitchen. We're told this recipe is from your new cookbook, and this is my kind of book. It's called A Pot, A Pan, and A Bowl with Lydia Easy. So, Lydia, what recipe do you want to share with our listeners that they can make anytime, but it's great for the holidays? We're going to put the full recipe recipe up on our social channels and website, but just share the gist of it with our listeners.
I think, you know, everybody loves chicken parmigiana. Chicken is, everybody loves it. It's easy. It's not expensive. And chicken parmigiana, traditionally, you bread it, you egg it, you fry it, and then you bake it. Well, this one is a one-pot situation, just like the name of the book. You take your chicken and you braise it in the pan and you make the sauce, and then you build it within that pan, within that sauce. You put the cheese, the basil, and you put it in the oven. So it's straightforward, simple. One pot. You can get four chicken breasts in there. You make dinner for four, one pot, and you have a nice, delicious, light chicken parmigiana.
And you also put eggplant with that, which as well, which makes
you
it
can,
outstanding.
Right?
Well, you see, the addition, and the book goes throughout, the addition of to the recipes of vegetables. So it makes it a complete. In this case, the chicken parmigiana, you can add eggplant. But you can add zucchini. I have, you know, even breast of chicken that I do with the sauce. And again, you line it with the vegetables within that sauce. So, yes, the eggplant, you saute it with the chicken breast, and then you kind of pile it, layer it, one on top of each other, and the sauce and the cheese, and put it in the oven, and voila.
Well,
and
Lydia, I have to tell you, as a Sicilian here on the show, one of the things that I love that I tell people all the time, if you really want to make a good sauce, tomatoes are great, but and what I love on this recipe, folks, when you see it, you are using San Marzano tomatoes. And if for people around the country, if they think, I'm just opening a can of tomatoes, no. The San Marzano tomatoes make the difference, and that right there drew me into the recipe. So we will be trying that, and we have plenty of San Marzano on hand, so that's good news. But I want to ask you this, and by the way, folks, again, go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, or our social channels, and you will see the full recipe, the one-pan chicken and eggplant parmesan. Lydia, you've cooked for celebrities, presidents, two popes, both Benedict and Francis. I'm sure you have many fond memories. Do you have one that stands out to you that you want to share with our listeners across the country today?
Well, definitely. You know, with all the sort of celebrities, I think cooking for the popes, the two popes at different times when they visited New York, is the highlight. And they were both great, different sentiments. But I have to share with Pope Francis. You know, he is known to sort of sneak out, even in the Vatican. So when the popes travel, they don't sleep in hotels. They stay in the papal house, if you will, the embassy of the Vatican. And in there, you know, I cooked, I stay there. So downstairs is the kitchen. I cooked and we cooked. We had a little team and he slept upstairs and in the meeting rooms. And so after lunch, he would come back to the, besides his meetings outside, come back for lunch, come back for dinner. And after that lunch, he was resting, I guess, upstairs. And so was the staff. You know, the staff, we finished, we washed the dishes, we were having our coffee in the kitchen downstairs, our espresso. And there was a long hallway, a dark hallway. And all of a sudden, you see this white sort of, like drapes coming down. And there was Francis coming down this dark hallway. And he came in and he says, posso avere un caffè con voi? Can I have coffee with you? I said, you know, we all kind of almost dropped down. Of course, right away, we all jumped up and whatever. He stayed with us 15 minutes. He talked to us. He talked to each one of us, blessed each one of us, from the dishwashers to the chefs. Everybody was blessed. And then he went into his little pocket and got a blessed rosary for each. And as he was doing that, you know, because the Secret Service in the papal house there, that's Italy territory.
Sure.
So the Italian Secret Service was running down the stairs because they couldn't find him.
Wow. Fabulous story.
And I have goosebumps.
Lydia, I have to tell you, you know, something we just learned having been over, you know, we've been to Rome many times, but when the Pope Francis does travel, Mary and I happened to visit, we visited many of the basilicas and cathedrals over there, but we went to the Basilica di Santa Maria Maggiore in the Monte area.
It's a papal.
And that's actually where he goes before he travels. So before he came to New York, he was there at Santa Maria Maggiore Basilica, and that's an amazing story from you. So you'll take that forever.
That speaks to who he is. I love that story, Lydia.
Wow.
He was just like one of us. You know, we were relaxed, and here we were having coffee with the Pope. Now, who can say that? How many people can say
well,
that?
Lydia Bastianich could. Folks, listen, you can keep up with Chef Lydia Bastianich yourself. The website's very easy, lydiasitaly.com, lydiasitaly.com. And as I said, we're posting her one-pan chicken and eggplant parmesan recipe for you. Lydia, very nice connecting with you today. Have a terrific Christmas, okay?
Thank A pleasure. Buon Natale.
Buon Natale is right.
Take care.
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
All right, well, ciao, ciao.
Well, that was so much fun. Fabulous.
Interesting
story
with Pope Francis. Terrific. Folks, listen, as I said, rmworldtravel.com. You can actually find the recipe or just check out our social media channels at RM World Travel. Thanks for being here with us today on this Saturday morning. There is more RM World Travel still to come, including RJ with the Open Road. And we're going to get a holiday forecast from the Weather Channel. Stick around. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.